this is not just a disaster, it's an opportunity for us to take back our freedom and to help us understand the issues as a financial expert in Japan. I want to welcome to the program Ben Fulford. Welcome, Ben.
Hello.
Yes, Ben, you're on the air.
Okay.
Although I know it's very early there in Japan. I guess it's just a little after 6 a.m. in Japan. Tell us, you've written a really remarkable article here because you're always such an upbeat person, even though you know some very dark things about what's been going on in the world financial system. And you wrote this article to kind of get people's spirits picked up because you know that fear can drive the market to the disaster, which it doesn't need to go to, and that we have a lot of resources, but we have to make good choices in this time of darkness.
You must remember, the market is just a giant hypnosis scheme. It's not the real world. It's a barrier between human beings and the real world.
That's a very interesting point. So, in other words, you're seeing the mass psychology of what the market is.
That's exactly what it is. It's a type of mass hypnosis.
Yeah.
The market is not the real world. In between those zeros and numbers and all the bank computers, there's something known as reality. You have factories, people, farms, natural resources, the world, jungles, all this is real.
Right.
And in between that reality of the world and the human beings, there's this big Ponzi scheme known as the market.
Right. So the real value is real assets like land and waters and trees and things, but also the imagination of people, the ability to produce goods and services, the ability to wander and create things. All of these things need to be given value because they've been undervalued, while things that have no value, like derivatives, are given massive value, thousands of times more than the aggregate of the real assets of the world.
Yeah. The whole point about the market is that it's a massive con job. And the best way to think of this is as leverage. What happens is that a small group of people have taken advantage of people's greed and used this to fool people into thinking wrong things.
Right.
So, you know, if you have... Okay, here's how it works. Suppose you get a apartment building and you buy it for $100,000 and you rent it for $10,000 a year, then you're getting 10% interest. But suppose you just put down a payment of $10,000 and you borrow the $90,000 and you get $10,000 interest, then you get 100% interest. And what these people have done is they've created a massive financial, highly complex scheme based on that whole principle of leverage. That is to say, instead of paying $100,000 to get $10,000 interest, you pay $10,000 and borrow $90,000 and you get $10,000 and you get 100% interest. And they keep accelerating that to a point where you get these obscene profits. However, the catch is this. Suppose you pay $10,000 for $100,000, and the price of the $100,000 falls to $90,000, then you lose your entire $10,000. So it only works when things go up. Things cannot go up forever. So they have created a massive scheme that only works when it goes up. And the bottom line is this, is there's a small group of people who understand this principle, and they create these bubbles deliberately in order to centralize their power.
Yeah, but they also use it as a leverage to even grab more rules to control the entire financial market even more and to centralize and collapse banks and businesses and steal more real assets as they get rid of these kind of fractional reserve puff currencies and money into real assets, just like they did in the Great Depression, where people lost everything and a few people got richer, just like energy. You can't destroy it, you can just transfer it. So, well, that's what's happening. They're It's a transfer of wealth to a group of criminals that created bubbles to get rules to get everything.
Pirates. Exactly. So, in other words, this is a Rothschild scheme. You know, the bubble was created deliberately by a small group of people in order to centralize their power. So now, fortunately, thanks to the internet, enough American people are aware of the situation that they're not going to let them get away with it this time. Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this time we saw it rebuked by the Congress, but the Senate, and they keep on adding more bells and whistles to see if they can get it back. But
no.
Hopefully people are really aware that the voters won't allow them to get away with this time.
If the voters are aware enough and smart enough, they'll realize that this is a giant con job. And they have figured it out finally. And if they do figure this out, what it will mean will be something like a total revolution. I mean, I've been hearing incredible numbers about the secret budget. I've heard stuff like 9/10 of your money is being taken away from you. In other words, each and every human being in America could become 10 times richer if they could only shake off this financial con job. You must remember, for 80% of Americans, they have been getting poorer since the 1970s as a result of this financial con job.
Right.
They must grab back their freedom. They must stop these people from becoming giant parasites and sucking all their wealth. And this is what it all boils down to.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. It's actually, in other words, because they've become so greedy, they're actually pushing the envelope so far. It's becoming obvious to even the imbeciles that would have said, "Oh, it's ridiculous to think that 9/11 was an inside job," when they can actually see the economic bombs being put in the financial building of the world. They can see the demolitions of the economy from Countrywide, Bear Stearns, and then, of course, WaMu being absorbed by Morgan Chase Bank. All of these things be done step by step. And even back in, I think it was March, they had a plan for the Fed to take over everything. Insurance companies, they would basically rule everything, and they're not even federal or a reserve. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And what they forgot is that, you know, the average guy who's just worried about his own life and is not interested in the bigger picture, right? When they see their paycheck shrinking, when they see their you know, standard of living dropping, then finally they start to say, "Hey, what's going on here?"
Yeah, right.
And by taking too much from the average man, finally, the average man said, "Hey, man, what's going on here?"
Yeah, in other words, there's no more of what I call active stupidity. In other words, effort created to stay ignorant. It's over, and people are waking up because they've just been shocked too much.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Ben Fulford. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutri Medical Report. And, of course, visit Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us for any phone orders anywhere in the world. We actually deliver all over the world. And clayandiron.com. And your newsletters and reports are often out on the Rents website, R-E-N-S-E.com. And we've put on this very important article here to give people a sense of empowerment rather than fear. And this is really important because I like your upbeat Pete pitch that you understand the issues, but we can, in this state of shock, actually come out of it actually ahead of the game, because it's obvious now to the average person that what's going on is a Ponzi scheme. It's a criminal activity, and we need to start indictments, not accepting whatever deal they're planning.
Look, it's absolutely true. I mean, people have to remember that finance is just the process of people deciding what they're going to do next.
Right.
That has been stolen from you for a long time, and finally you're waking up. And by waking up, you'll be able to make yourselves 10 times richer than you are now.
Right. So in other words, we can have people with real assets. It's almost like the rules of ancient Israel where the land reverted back to the people of that specific tribe. It's like you can't have things like usury and derivatives and these kinds of schemes. And what we're doing is we're ensuring that the collapse of money and credit will result in a much more severe fall of the economy while the rich stay rich, as it says in the Bible. A day's wages for a day's food, but do not harm the oil and the wine. This is the policy they're trying to push now, is the oil and the wine and the rich with their yachts will certainly not be harmed when the rest of us are being trampled under.
Absolutely. Look, you know, throughout history, we have seen a pattern where a small group of people end up taking all the land, and most people are left, you know, landless and poor, and eventually say, hey, give us back our land. And there it's been assets. So you'll find that if you take back the assets that have been stolen through you through these financial con job known as the Federal Reserve Bank, each and every single American citizen will be able to receive $200,000 at least. Okay?
Wow.
That's what's going on. If you wake up and realize what they've stolen from you, you can take it back. It's your money. They stole it from you.
Right. So, in other words, all of this trickle-down that they're talking about, if they just actually issued literally a money to every legal citizen in, say, America, over 18, several hundred thousand dollars, all the problems would be solved. People would pay off their mortgages. They'd start getting college. They'd be involved with business. There wouldn't be any trickle-down. It would be trickle-up. And it would be real economy, not speculative economy that basically means nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing, this is what's known as the 100th monkey syndrome, okay?
Right.
What I'm referring to here was an experiment with some monkeys on an island in Japan years ago.
Yes.
They gave them, potatoes. And one young female monkey started washing her potato in the ocean, and that put salt on it. And it gave it extra nutrition, and it washed off the sand.
Right.
And her sisters started following her. And then her mother. And finally, her mother's friends and some, you know, friendly male monkey started doing the same thing. And eventually, the dominant male monkey said, hey, let's do that. And then they all started doing it. And suddenly, everything changed. The same thing is happening now to the United States. Despite media control in favor of giving all your money and all your wealth to a small group of oligarchs, enough people now are realizing, hey, this is not right. They're coming up with a new system. Despite the control of the mass media, despite the propaganda, despite everything, they're saying, hey, no, we're going to do it a new way. And so you're coming to an awakening. And this is going to be an awakening that will be bigger than the fall of the Soviet Union. The American people will be free at last for the first time in 100 years, and they will become much richer as a result, and much happier. And all the technologies that have been suppressed will be released. You will be riding flying saucers. You'll have anti-gravity devices.
Yeah, the suppressed technology that we have literally canned on purpose so that they don't have limitless technology to grow food, have limitless energy, to have no problems with transportation, to have nobody dying. And you can have smart highways. No one needs to die in an auto accident. All of these things could happen in a pollutionless world that would be safe to live, and no one needs to go without. And this is really the possibility right now, but what they're trying to do is drag us into a new serfdom, a new world plantation that they want to create with their last kind of thrust for power.
Yeah, well, it's failing. It's falling apart. The whole scheme is ending, and humanity is about to awake. The so-called bankruptcy of the United States that's coming up is really not a bankruptcy so much as a liberation. So this whole stock market crash is just finally the American people waking up and saying, hey, we've been had.
So what we're seeing basically is the death throes of the dragon, which was allowed to make these bubbles, to try to get control by creating more debt. In fact, it's the death throes of the dragon rather than the dragon pursuing us all. And we don't need to be fearful, but we do need to stand up to these congressmen and senators that think that it's okay to dress it up and then shove it down our throat again and say, if you don't do this, we're going to trash the economy. We're going to call martial law. Just like this division.
The whole scheme works like this.
Uh-huh.
In 1913, a small group of people got their hands on the dollar printing machine.
Right.
They're able to print dollars out of nothing. And they say, okay, now we can do whatever the hell. We're God. Right? That's what they're thinking. Okay, we'll hire all the bully boys we need in order to kill people who oppose us. And we will hire all the scholars and brains we need in order to convince people that we're right. And we'll hire the media. And we'll hire the politicians. And we'll call these people. And we'll have control of them. We'll become the lords over the slave society. And the scheme went on. And, of course, they realized they had to be cautious. They had to take their time. Little by little, they enslaved the American people. And the problem is that the average person is not interested in power. They're not interested in wealth. They just want to live their own lives with their family and their friends. And these good people who don't care about power and wealth are happy as long as people don't take from them. But at a certain point, when they realize that they're being had, they fight. It's like a rabbit. A rabbit is a peaceful animal. They're just out there to reproduce and have fun. But if they're cornered by a raccoon and they have no choice, they will fight and they will beat that raccoon. And that's what happened. These people underestimated the average American. They're happy to go on with their own lives. They're not interested in the things. But when they're started being cornered and robbed.
Yeah, the public is being cornered now. And, of course, don't expect them to not pull off another 9/11 type event either, because they know the public is responding. We'll be back in just a moment with Ben Fulford.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. And coming up tomorrow, we have a two-hour special with Bob Chapman, the Chapman Report, and Ted Anderson, hours 2 and 3. And we're back with Ben Fulford, all the way from Japan. And Ben, of course, is suffering from a cold. He needs some of our fancy nutraceuticals so he'll never have a cold again. And again, I get support our show, which is to 5 figures per month, by making people not suffer, by not causing pain, but relieving pain, by helping people recover without drugs. And it can be done. That technology is available, just like there's solar panels developed by the very inventive Japanese that are 10 times more efficient. All the speculation has driven up the price of food. It's all manufactured. And in fact, there's no such thing as a need for a famine, energy crisis, or pollution. It's all been created because the system gains by making you suffer, making you in pain, and the most corrupt thing on earth is what I call medicine, which includes Big Pharma, because they only gain by causing you pain. And we were talking about this on break. Ben, the World Trade Organization is tied directly to this bankster system and also the weaponization of our food, because they want to gain by poisoning the population and stealing all our assets. It's finally a point where the public has to wake up now, or it will soon be too late. What's your plan for people to respond to this mess?
Well, fortunately, and here's the situation, is that the United States is in a particularly severe situation because their military, industrial, pharmaceutical con job has been sucking money from the entire planet. Your entire nation has become... They used to be the producers of the world, the exporters of the world. They're feeding the world. They're giving them machines and products.
Right.
And because they were taken over by these financial con men, instead they became like a giant tapeworm, a parasite sucking from the rest of the world.
Right. So in other words, what they've done is their primary export now is debt.
Yes. And the rest of the world has said, hey, you people are sick. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
we're not going to give you any more money until you fix yourself.
Yeah, in fact, you know a lot, but sitting there in Japan, that I've heard the Japanese and the tried to talk to them, and the Chinese basically said to their banks, don't lend those damned Americans any more money. What's happening? Well, what's going on right now?
What's going on is the Asians have said, look, you know, the Japanese, for example, already owe the Americans $5 trillion.
Right.
And the Chinese have been giving them money and money, and finally said, wait a minute, you know, this money is never going to come back.
Yeah, and no kidding.
So they're saying, look, you have to change your ways. You have to stop spending all that money on a giant killing machine known as the military-industrial complex. You need to spend that money rebuilding your schools, rebuilding your factories, rebuilding your country, your infrastructure, your bridges, your roads. You need to stop spending everything the world sends you on a giant killing machine to profit a few billionaires and trillionaires. In other words, they've recognized that you've been suffering a mental illness. And they're saying, you must cure yourselves or we won't help you anymore.
Yes. So basically what they're saying is you need to change the way you even view money and your ability with your great imagination and American know-how to come out of this with a system that's not going to enslave people but release the people from enslavement.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. You see, the entire American revolution was a planned slave campaign. You know, the first step was let them loose on the land, let them do whatever they want, and then we'll capture them.
Right.
And of course, when they were let loose, they created an incredible wave of productivity, imagination, invention beyond anything that had been seen in human history before. It was a golden age. And then they decided to capture these Americans and enslave them. And by doing so, eventually, they killed the goose that laid the golden egg. In other words, the golden age could have gone on for not just hundreds of years, not just millions of years, not just billions of years, but more. That was how big a thing they tried to suppress in the name of control. So once they get their hands on that dollar printing machine and try to change the American future, they ruined America. They killed the goose that laid the golden egg. They were stupid because they could have benefited far more by letting these people go fly and taking a small percentage. Instead, they cut off the wings and took a huge percentage and ended up destroying themselves. Fortunately, the parasitical group of interbred families that have captured the Americans have now been exposed, and they are in grave danger of losing their lives if they do not change their ways immediately. I'm talking about the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the Schiffs, all those families that have for a long time known this trick of how to control people through debt, through creating false promises of the future in order to capture people. And their system is falling apart. That is the reality. Fortunately, the world will be free as a result.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it really is right now. The decision has to be made for people to stand up. These fools are meeting tonight at the senators. They're going to have a vote. They keep bringing things back when we've said no. And, you know, no's got to be no, whether it's for the Congress or the Senate. We don't buy this. We're not stupid. They may try to pull something off, like blow up dirty bombs or nukes in U.S. cities. All it's going to do is really piss us off and really make us angry that we will not submit. And that means whether you're a CFR member, most of the people I know, even rich and powerful, they're freaked out by the crazies and the levers of power. They know that this isn't productive, even if you wanted to stay wealthy and powerful, to crush the entire population of the earth. It's not a smart thing to do. And what's going on, I believe, is that there's a sea change, not just of the lower echelons, the Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack, but also the rich, powerful, and military have said to George Bush, we're not going to allow you to start a war in Iran. We're not going to allow you to, on a credit note with the Asian countries, proceed to invade and destroy more people, like bomb the Bashir reactor and 450 targets and kill 1 to 15 million almost immediately within the first few days and weeks, and up to 32 million within a matter of months, caused by a nuclear war against Iran. People just don't...
The result, the people of the West will be free for the first time in 300 years. It's, you know, in a way, I have to thank George Bush, okay?
He's the decider, all right, isn't he?
Because he's so incompetent and because what they did was so stupid, finally, the people were able to wake up and say, hey, what is going on here? You know, most people aren't interested in power. They're not interested in money. They just want to have their lives and live with their friends and their families. And those people do not get worried until somebody attacks them. But when somebody attacks them, they say, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to defend myself. And what these idiots did was they attacked the average guy who doesn't care about power, doesn't care about money.
Yeah.
And they said, the average guy said, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're talking, when you knocked him.
And they said, what is going on here? What has happened to our country?
Right.
What has happened to our people?
Once they take the bread out of their hand, yeah.
This giant con job known as the financial system. And they say, enough is enough.
Yeah, and you better be angry, people out there, and say no to these congressmen and senators, because it's not just America, it's the whole world is next. Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and let's see how far we've come with Ben Fulford. This article is pretty remarkable, Ben, as it really does kind of lay it out for people to make a decision. They're always looking for kind of a political or a messianic figure when I like to make a little twist on the Pogo statement that says, I've seen the enemy and the enemy is us. And I'd like to say, I have seen the Messiah and the Messiah is us. In other words, if we don't change and become the change shapers of our future, we're not going to see the Messiah in terms of Yeshua HaMashiach or even financially get out of this mess unless we take action on a personal level and make certain we do become politically and otherwise active so that we don't let them do things that will destroy civilization. Because we're at that nexus where we're going to have life extension technology, limitless energy, information technology, and no pollution. Visit the stars and have all kinds of things that are being suppressed that we have out of the jar right now, out of the can, and yet these globalist maniacs think we're going to tolerate it any longer, and the growth of the internet and alternative broadcasting instead of the snooze has completely changed the formula. Tell us about this article, because I read it on Rents. I just loved it. I thought this really kind of focuses why we need to kind of fight for freedom now, and the title of your article, Special World Economics Analysis, the American people must grab their freedom now. Tell us about it.
Well, here's the situation, okay? The people of the planet, led by the people of America, have the potential to become a jungle, okay? And there's been a group of people who have been ruling you like sheep, who are trying to keep you as a finely manicured lawn that they can walk upon, okay? They have been, for 5,775 years, they have been keeping humans as a kind of sheep.
Right, since the Babylonian slave drivers and ancient Sumerians, exactly.
Yes, they use the same kind of know-how they did to sheep cattle, to sheep humans. And so for 5,775 years, humans have been herded like sheep. And whenever a intelligent human arose, they killed them or they made them a sheep herder in order to keep their control. And this entire ancient system of suppressing civilization and suppressing human know-how is falling apart thanks to the internet, thanks to brave people like you and Jeff Rentz and others. Finally, people are waking up and saying, hey, we're not sheep. We're not You don't have any right to tell us how to live. We can decide for ourselves how we want to live. And we can decide for ourselves what kind of future we want. And fortunately, within the military establishment, within the intelligence establishment, a critical mass has been reached that says, hey, you know, what's going on here? You know, originally, they were the people in the defense establishment were said, you know, civilian control, civilian control. We've got to let the civilians control what the military does. Unfortunately, the civilians aren't in control. It's a bunch of gangsters who are in control. And the people in the military and intelligence establishment have said, wait a minute, you know, we're fine about the idea of the people controlling us, but we're not okay about the idea of a bunch of gangsters controlling us.
Right,
and waking up, and as a result, all this technology that has been suppressed because it would have allowed people to be free is going to be released. Everybody's going to be able to have free energy, and the result is going to be everybody across the entire planet is going to be able to live like a millionaire.
Right.
Not just that, we'll be able to explore space.
Right.
We'll be able to go out into the universe. I mean, we're facing a situation which is really almost like what is. It isn't not an end time scenario, but a beginning time scenario.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, we're at the nexus, the crossroads of either go down the wrong road and it's going to be awful, or go down the right road, which we can choose now. We can have an amazing future for mankind without war and pestilence, without sacrifice and destruction, without, in fact, a whole new economy that's based not on on this phony fractional reserve system, but on real value that's intellectual property, created new types of things, not dangerous weaponized food or vaccines or a medical system based on making people sick, but a system based on prospering people and nations where no one goes without proper care, food, shelter, and the human lifespan is extended so there are wise old people that are 200 and 300 years old, so no one can forget the truth. And that's the most serious thing, is a famine of the truth and of wisdom kept in those who have had experience. That's what's really, they want to rewrite history, and they want to destroy most of the people that are getting wise, and that's why they want to get rid of the internet, alternative broadcasting. They want a Pearl Harbor type event again, so this time they can shove us into civil detention camps, but they're not going to succeed because we're going to rise up like the swarm and we're going to destroy them if they try to pull us off. It's just not going to happen this time.
Yeah. You got to remember, like, if you're a cow, okay, you're able to live 30 years, okay?
Yes.
What they do to cows and cattle is they kill them when they're 2 or 3 years old.
Right.
So that they can keep control and they can maximize their profit. And the same thing is happening to humans.
Of course.
Fortunately, people in other countries around the world have figured this out. And the other thing you must remember, they've always tried to get the American people to believe there's an enemy out there, okay? Like the Chinese or the Russians or whatever. But there are no enemies. The Chinese do not want to fight the American people.
Yeah, they want to go to Macau's to gamble because they love gambling.
The Chinese want to, well, pardon my rude language, they want to the American people. They want to make love with the American people. They want to have kids with the American people. They don't want to fight them. They want to marry them.
Yeah, this is the thing that's most amazing to me, is that what we need is a society that transforms the idea that really there is an enemy. They made a stupid decision of making Al-Qaeda the enemy, which is like now they're trying to rev up, you know, the Cold War II, the recycled version of now Mr. Putin is now the devil, okay, and he's re-exerting it when they actually armed to the teeth the Georgians to attack South Ossetia, which would break off republic that was a protectorate of Russia with Russian citizens, and they slaughtered these people in their homes, trying to think they could get away with it, and thought they were going to go and then attack Iran, who's smart enough to say, no, our buddies are the SCO and the Russians and the Chinese, and we don't want to fight, we want to make profit, we want to sell plastics, we want an ethylene contract with the communist Chinese so they can make plastic toys to sell your kids for Christmas. That's what the Iranians wanted. And, their original prime minister back in the 50s, they pulled him out and they put in the Shah of Iran. They did all this because this is a part of the policy of the CIA and all these lettered agencies. They have to create a dialectic of conflict, just like they resurrected this phony Al-Qaeda. The database is the name in Arabic, so they could pretend that they so-called brought the World Trade Center towers down when they did a controlled demolition there, and they're now doing a controlled demolition of the economy and want to blame it on people who tried to buy a home with no money down. It's just obscene.
Well, fortunately, it's all about to fall apart.
Right.
You know, humanity is about to wake up to the most incredible freedom they've ever seen. And it's really, there's nothing like this in history. This thing has been going on for, as I said, 5,775 years. So it's going to be like you've been herded like cattle, you've been killed at age 3 when you could live to 30, you know, and suddenly it's going to say, hey, go ahead, do whatever you want, you know, live to 30. Go wherever you want. Do whatever you want. Live as you wish.
Have multiple careers. For example, I belong to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I'll be speaking again in December, and it's open to the public in Las Vegas, December 11th to 14th, the largest meeting on the planet. And we've got technologies now. We can take your stem cells, your blood, bank it for centuries. We can transform those cells into kidney and brain cells today. You can bank them today. In a decade from now or 100 years, you can regrow stem cells for your brain, your eyes, your liver. Today, this is not centuries away, and people need to know these technologies have been specifically suppressed because they only want them for the rich, powerful, and famous, and it doesn't need to be because if everybody has it, like a calculator, it'll be cheap. Your closing comments, Ben?
Well, humanity is headed for a new dawn. We are finally entering a new golden age. At long last, we're free.
Absolutely, and we need to apprehend that freedom. Don't let these senators and congressmen do it. Stand up against the Treaty of Lisbon in Europe. Stand up for your freedoms in every nation on earth and shout that we will not become slaves anymore to this system. We'll be back tomorrow with an amazing show with Bob Chapman. Thank you, Ben Fulford. A remarkable show you did, even with a cold. So we'll get some nutraceuticals so you don't have any more. And take action, everybody. Don't lose your freedom.